You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kuf Chaf Beis, second column, second paragraph. Mavur b'Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Ches Siv Ches. Everyone have it? The Yesh lo b'kor kodem chalukah. Interesting halacha. That after the father dies, before they're actually mechalek the nechasim, the b'chor is still considered to be have ownership at the moment of death of the chelek b'chor. V'yachol limkor chalkai, and he can go ahead and he can sell his chelek. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Siman Sif Ches of Siman Reish Ayin Ches, that the moment that there is a death, even before Chalukah is not necessary to say that the Bechor was Zoicha in his Pishnayim, and he could go ahead and he could sell it to somebody if he wishes. Now he's going to bring another halacha to Minchas Chinuch, which is a second halacha. Not an extension of Yesh Bechor Kodem Chalukah, but another halacha.
He can sell both of his portions?
Maybe yes, yes.
But a pasha can't sell any of it.
No, he could. You can't sell, no, what you can sell is when the father is still alive. You cannot go ahead and say, when my father dies and I'm Yorish, I'm going to make a kinyan now to be chal when my father dies. But once the father is dead, the halacha is you can sell.
And what I'm asking, is there a difference between the bechor and other brothers?
No.
The chiddush is even a bechor.
His pishnayim. You might think that he's not zoicha in the pishnayim until there's chalukah. You know why? Because there's a special, interesting din by bechor. It says that matana kari le'rachmana, that the chelek bechor is a matana. So even though no other son could refuse their inheritance, a Bechor has the right to refuse his Pishnayim. So you might think that since Matana Kari Le'Rachmana, the Bechor only is Zoicha and has rights on his Chelek Pishnayim once there's Chalukah. The Chiddush is that even though Matana Kari Le'Rachmana and he could refuse his Chelek Bechora, he has rights to the Chelek Bechora in order to sell it even before Chalukah. This is the next halacha, that a bechor can refuse his chelek pishnayim, as opposed to a pashut who cannot refuse his chelek pashut. In other words, a son cannot say any yorish, but a bechor can say any yorish chelek pishnayim, and he puts it back into the pot, and they all divide it equally. V'gam im b'ksas. Now this is this halacha. This next halacha is an extension of that, which is interesting. It's born in the same sif. Even though it's not really the same halacha. V'gam im b'ktsas nechosim cholok shove b'shove im hayorshim viter chelek b'chor b'choira. So the halacha is like this. Even though he does not explicitly reject his chelek b'choira, if when they're splitting it up, they're splitting up the assets, in the first group of assets that they split up, the b'chor goes ahead and renounces his pishnayim, it's considered as if he's Michael, his Pishnayim, and all the other assets. Meaning an act of refusal on the first distribution is considered to be an act of refusal on all of the distributions. Unless the Shulchan Aruch says he's Michael, and he says, I am only refusing the Chelek Bechor on this distribution, but on the next distribution I want to maintain my Chelek Bechorah.
But he doesn't get the whole Chelek Bechor.
What?
He gave up a portion of his Chelek Bechor.
Right. In other words, when he gives up a portion on the first distribution, let's say, and he does not make a macha, a renouncement, he does not clarify it, the Shulchan Aruch says we can assume, and the Ramah, well, actually there's parentheses, I'm not sure if it's the Ramah, but there are parentheses that says that whenever a person is due something, he has the right to be Michael. So we view his refusal on the first distribution to take the Chelek Bechorah as a mechila or refusal for the whole Chalukah, for any future distribution.
So there are procedures on halacha how you distribute assets. I mean,
I would think that we just, you know, consider all of it, what sort of amount of money and we put it. I mean, let each field, each guy can say, I want part of that field, I want part of that field. If the guy has 100 fields, every son can say, I got to want part of this field, and they split up each field for a field.
These are
like different distributions.
They negotiate.
No, what I'm saying is different distributions. The Gemara says in other places, sometimes there's more than one tfisa. Meaning not all the assets are there right then and there. So the first group of assets, for instance, take, well, Roy would not be a good Raya. Because Roy, the Bechor is not Noto Chelek, correct? But let's take a case like, for instance, the Matnos Kahuna, correct? Where the Gemara says, because of Makiri Kahuna, the Matnos Kahuna considered Muchzak. You have not yet received it. So what you have available to distribute, you distribute. Things you receive later, you then distribute later, correct? And they might be considered muchzak, like manos kahuna. So it means that when they start distributing the assets, if on the first distribution, the bechor refuses and says, I'll be cholak shava b'shava, we assume that that's a general... renunciation? It's a general
renunciation
of his chelek pishnayim, unless he clarifies it. But min hastam, the halacha is v'gamim b'ktas nechasim, even in certain distributions. Let's say cholak shava b'shava. If when they start distributing the assets, the bechor says it's okay, let's divide it equally. We take that as a general renouncement of his of the chelak b'chayra, v'gam hayor, right, im hayorshim viter chelak b'chayra. It's a cheshbon, meaning the Gemara says this, and the Shulchan Aruch passes. We assume that if he forgives his pishnayim in the first distribution, let's say, it applies to all future distributions. Unless the Shulchan Aruch says he's beferish meicha, right. What are we up to now? Ksais HaChayshin. V'ayim b'sefer Ksais HaChayshin. Sham Sif Katan Yud Beis Shepipel Ba'arichas. He goes through this idea of the Bechor refusing his Chelek Bechera. And he comes up with a Chiddush. What does Chiddush? V'daitai da'afilu b'chaye aviv ima Bechor omer eini reitzeh right b'chelek b'chera dvarav kayamim. V'lo have
kaposhet,
right? She'enu yochel l'salik it's atzma miyerusha, miyerusha's aviv. So, right, b'chaye aviv. Ayein sham v'ayein b'sefer nesivas hamishpat sham siv katan tes umar makom anilach. So it's very interesting, this idea that a bechor can refuse his chelek bechora, from when is it chal? So it's a davar pasha, once the father dies, he can go ahead and refuse the chelek b'chayra. To the extent that if in certain nechasim, he refuses it, when other nechasim are then distributed or given out, it's considered to be a refusal. So after the father's death, the b'chor can refuse the extra pishnayim.
What happens if he has
what?
His creditors. What happens if he has creditors?
So it's a ferish halach and shechanach reishayin ches. That the guy can go ahead and say, the father has creditors, not the bechor.
No, let's say the bechor has creditors.
Well,
and all of a sudden he's being marchal assets that he could...
So Gemara says it's fine.
That's fine.
The shechanach says fine. Not only that, if the father had a creditor, let's say this is the scenario. The bechor is a gadol. So from a gadol, a baal chov could be goyva from yesamim gadolim. But a baal chov cannot be governed from yesamim ketanim. So let's say the bechor is a gadol, and he says, I'm giving up my pishnayim and giving it to my younger brothers. So the baal chov is then out of luck. Because from the bechor's pishnayim, he could collect because the bechor is a gadol. But once he renounces his chelek bechayra, that now reverts to the ketanim, and the baal chov now cannot collect from those extra assets that the ketanim have. Shulchan Aruch says that's okay. Shulchan Aruch says that a bechor can always say, any poreya, I don't want to pay this baal chov any naitel. Therefore, I'm not going to take my pishnayim. And the Shulchan Aruch has a very interesting lashon, which I'm not familiar. I'm not an expert in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says v'nafkamina, and the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the nafkamina? Big deal. He gives up his chelek bechora. They'll collect from the other yorshim, correct? So the big nafkamina is the Bechor is a gadol, and the other Yorshim a ketanim. Even though that's the case, the Bechor can go ahead and renounce his Pishnayim and give it to the other brothers, and that means that that Chelek Pishnayim would not be subject to the creditor.
Another nafkamina is where the Bechor is the debtor. The Bechor himself is a debtor.
That's correct.
He could only go against his asset.
That's correct. It's correct. But the case in the Shulchan Aruch, the case in the Shulchan Aruch is when there's a Shtar Chov on the father.
Right.
And the Chiddush is, the nafkamina of the Shulchan Aruch says, is this interesting idea. The Baal Chov is now not going to be able to collect. Because in a normal case where they're all Gedalim, and the Bechor renounces his Pishnayim, and it goes to the other brothers, there's no nafkamina to the Baal Chov. Because those extra assets of the Pishnayim now go to the other brothers, which the Baal Chov can collect from. Sure. The nafkamina of the Shulchan Aruch says, the Chiddush is, he can renounce it and say, I don't want it, even at the expense of a Baal Chov, who will then have to collect from the other brothers, who we will not be able to collect from, because they're ketanim.
You can renounce it even.
So that's a very interesting halach.
Alive.
That a Bechor has the ability to go ahead and renounce, even if it's Chav Lachrine. Right, even if he's disadvantaging a Baal Chov, the Bechor still has the ability to renounce his Chelek Bechorah. Matana Kari Le Rechmana. That's what the Gemara says. It says, Loseis Lo in the Pasuk. And Matana Kari Le Rechmana.
Loseis Lo Pishnayim.
Right, and because Matana Kari Le Rechmana, he can refuse it. Masha Ein Ken the other Yorshim. Correct, if the other Yorshim see a Baal Chov coming, and the Baal Chov is going to eat up all their Yerusha. And the guy says, you know what? I don't want any Yerusha. He cannot do that. He has to be Yorish and then give it over to the Baal Chov. Which is not such a great example, because if he's not Yorish, the Chor of the Baal Chov can still collect, right? Because he has a Shibud. But anyway, the Tzais is Mechadish, the last thing I'm in Cheschinach, that a Bechor is able to do this even B'chaye Aviv. A Bechor is able to do this even during the father's lifetime. Meaning, not just after the father dies, do we say there's a Din Yerusha and Matana Kari L'Rachmana, and then he can renounce it. But the Ksais wants to be Mechadish that even Bechaye Aviv, the Bechor can say, in other words, before the father passes away, he can write and make a declaration or say in front of two people, I renounce my Chelek Bechorah.
He can't sell it. Even though he can't
right,
sell
he can,
it.
Right, he cannot sell it. Correct.
He can't sell it.
Now, how does that work? So the Ktsayas explains that in Halacha, there's an idea of Kinyan, there's an idea of Mechila, and there's a third idea in Halacha called Siluk. Siluk is that a person, even though he can't do a Kinyan on something, and it's not Mechila either, it's Siluk. It's saying that something that eventually is coming to me, I have the right to say, renounce it, and say, I don't want it. Now, where does this come in? It's a Mishnah, actually, in Ksubas Pe Gimlam and Off. That says, HaKoysev, the 8th paragraph of Ksubas starts off like that. HaKoysev Le'ishto. A man says to his wife, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nichsech. We're getting married, and I normally have the rights to Nichseh Meluk. But I am writing, and the Gemara says you don't have to write. The Gemara says you could even say, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nichsech. The man could refuse his Zechusei Nichseh Meluk. Why, the Gemara says? Normally you can't do that. For instance, with Shutfus, the Gemara says, there are two Shutfim. We both own something together. I cannot just say to you, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Shutfuseinu. I don't want anyone to be the Shutuf. The Gemara says it doesn't accomplish anything. Lo Amar Klum. So the Gemara says the difference is like this. Shutfus is something I already own. And if I want to give it to my Shutuf, I have to transfer it. But Amar Rav Kahana says, there in the Gemara, Yerusha Dover Habalom Memakam Acher. Something that you don't own now, but is coming your way from a third party, you have the ability to say, Dinu Dvarim Ainli.
So it's not even, not only a Bechor, even a regular
No, Pashut. So a regular one.
Pashut also, before.
Pashut cannot.
Before the father dies.
So the Rishonim discussed that.
Oh.
What's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Mishnah is Yerusha. That the question is, it's Mashma in the Mishnah, that a man can not only say to a wife, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nichsech, to refuse the Nechseh Melug, he could say, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Yerusha. meaning there's a halacha that a bal is yorish ishto, so he's allowed to say before he marries his wife, I have no chelek in my yerusha of my wife. Meaning, even though a bal is normally yorish ishto, just like he's able to say dinu dvarim ein li benichsech, so too he could say dinu dvarim ein li biyerusha. That a man, when he marries his wife, could refuse to be Yorush's wife. And the other Mandiyomer says, no, he can't do that. So the Gemara says, what's the machloikas? Machloikas is whether it's masna mashakasa b'toira. Whether Yerusha's ishto is midaraisa. If it's midaraisa, he can't do that. Masna mashakasa b'toira. But if Yerusha's ishto is midarabana, he can do it. Then the Gemara says, no. They all agree that it's derabana. But the question is, did Asu Chizuk Ledivrehem? And they said, you can't do it by Yerusha's Ishto, because they want to make Yerusha Darabon as strong as Yerusha Daraisa. Nevertheless, the Gemara discusses this idea and says, according to the Mandiyamar, that says a man can renounce his Yerusha's Ishto, how do you reconcile that with the Halach of Shutfis, where there are two Shutfim? And one shutf says, Dina Dvarim Ein Li. I have no claim on our shutfis.
No,
the Gemara says, Lo Amar Klum. Because the Amar of Kahana, he already owns it over there. But Yerusha is Dover Habalo Mimakam Acher.
That's right.
Then the Gemara says, Could the Amar of Kahana, like Rav Kahana said in another case, a woman could say, a woman has a Chiyuv Masa Yedeha. That whatever work she does has to go to the husband, because tignu mezoinas tachas masayadah. A man must support his wife, and in exchange for that, she has to give him all masayadah. But let's say a woman is a high-powered executive, and she says, my husband's, you know, parnasa, my husband's sustenance and support. She could say, any nezoinas for any us, but the kanas chachamim. So the Gemara compares, the Gemara says, the Amar of Kahana, Yerusha you can go ahead and renounce, because Dover Haba Lo Mimakam Acher. Then it brings the Rav Kahana, just like he says, a woman could say, Eini Nizonis V'Eini Isa. So the Machlaikis, Tosfos and Ran had to learn the Gemara. Tosfos learns that you could only be Masalik yourself in a Din Derabanan. Siluk only works by a Din Derabanan. Because you have a concept of EF, but the Kanas Chachamim. The Ron disagrees, and he says, as long as Dover Habal Lo Mimakam Acher, as long as something is coming to you, you don't have possession of it now, but it's coming to you at a future date, Mimakam Acher, from another party, you have the ability to be Masalik.
Even if it's Masna Mashiach, goes to Batalik.
Even if it's Doraisa.
Even if it's Doraisa. So it's Masna Mashiach. So what happened to the Svar of Masna Mashiach, goes to Batalik?
It's an interesting question. What happened to Masna Mashiach Kasa Batara? By a Bechor Pishnaim. That's a good question. So why isn't he Masna Mashiach Kasa Batara? I don't know.
Yeah, because it says it in Sina.
But I just want to point out, there is this Machlokes Tosfos Naran. Can you do Siluk on a Din Doraisa? Because all the cases that the Mishnah brings of Siluk are Nichse Melug, are Yerushas, Habal, etc. So Tosfos has this idea, I don't know why, that this concept of Siluk, to renounce something, is only on a din derabanan, based on efshi b'takanas hachamim. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says no. That really, when it brings the case in the Gemara of Ein Nizonis V'Eini Oisa, it's just giving you an example of davar habalo mimakam acher, which happens to be a din derabanan. But he holds, the Ran, there is this idea of siluk even on a din deraisa.
It's not masmoshos because it's reported that. No, I think because of that crucial word you use, that is matana ikrilei. That is considered matana, takes it out of the class. So the matana, by definition, you're allowed to, you know, relinquish. Right. I don't need a matana.
That's where Gemara learns.
That's why Gemara uses
lashon. Could the father do it? The father can.
No, by the way, let me tell you, the father cannot do it.
Right, so because it's the recipient that's doing it. That's why it's not
required to give them matana.
So I'll tell you, I think...
You can't require a person to take matana.
By the way, you're both correct. You're both saying what the Gemara says. The Gemara on Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis says that if a man says, B'ni Zeh Lo Yirash, all right, that's Masna Mashikas B'Torah. Right, so Mishnah, Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Mani Mas Nisan, Lema Mas Nisan, Delo Karab Yehuda. Let us say his Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because there's a the Tanya, right? Hareya mekadeshesli amanash ein lachalai shekzus vaina. Reb Meir says ma'isa kaim tana bata. Reb Yehuda says bedavar shebamamon dvarv kayamim. So the Gemara says lema machdis in the local Reb Yehuda. That our Mishnah that says that by Yerusha, that if a man says b'nizeh lo yirash, that must not be like Reb Yehuda, who says masna machdikas b'tor does not apply bedavar shebamamon. So Gemara says no. Because a normal davar shebamamon, it's makayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's another party on the other end that can be meichel. The Mishnah is a case where their children are not agreeing; they're not being meichel. That's the Gemara. So by a bechor, it's a davar pashut according to that Gemara. That what? That by a bechor, the halacha is that a bechor for sure on the other end could say, "I don't want it." He's meichel. So that works out according to Rabbi Yehuda. What according to Rabbi Meir? So the Rishonim say, like Shai said, Matana Kari L'Rachmana, that a son, a regular son, cannot say, a Pashat, cannot say Lo Yirash, because it is not a Matana. It's his, Bal Korach, it's given to him. By Bechor, the Bechor cannot renounce his Chelek Pashat. He can only renounce his Chelek Bechorah, because Lo says, Lo Matana Kari L'Rachmana. It seems the Pishnayim works in a different mechanism than the regular Yerusha works. So anyway, the Tzais wants to be Mechadish this idea.
So you need the Matana aspect also.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the Tzais says that you could do it in Mechai Oved. Because the Torah is saying that it's considered by force that the father is giving a Matana. Now, a father can't give a Matana after he's dead. So the way the Pishnayim works is that it's sort of like the father gave the Matana that it should be Chal after his death. But it's like the father's giving the matana when he's alive. It's not shaykh that he's matana after he's dead, and there's no after death.
It's a nice svara, but the Ktsai says it's based on siluk. It's based on the idea in Ksubas Pegilamad of siluk. That any time something is coming your way, you have the ability to go ahead and say, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be mechalak, why isn't the siluk help for kosher too? It's coming his way. Because the Pishnayim to the Matana, it's coming his way even the Shasta follows alive, it's shy of the Matana. But by the Pasha, it's not even a Matana, it's that he steps into the shoes of the father. That's not a Matana issue, that only happened after death, he can't do anything about it.
Yeah, he definitely, for sure.
The Pishnayim sort of starts while the Chatmah starts when the father's alive, to have a din of Matana. Can't, what's, it's a non sequitur Matana after death. So it must somehow start a little bit than when the father's alive, just to be chal after death. So it's shayach silah, like the Tzai says, but it's shayach to do it at all. And that's why it's the Tzai says even b'chai yavim, because the whole thing starts b'chai yavim.
Well, let's say he wasn't masach b'chai yavim.
Hmm? Let's say.
No, everybody could, even Pasha could be masach after death. After death, everybody could be masach. That's this.
No.
Pasha
can't. Pasha can never say any Yerush.
He can give it away.
After death. After death, he can give himself.
A Pasha?
No.
That's what you said.
No. A Bechor.
No, a Pasha also.
No. Pasha can never refuse his Yerusha.
He can take it and then donate it for charity or whatever he wants. It's his money, but he can't say, I'm not being Yerush.
I thought we said that a Pasha could do it. If the death of a person, he could give it up. So we started this too.
I mean, the words,
the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words,
the
words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, I thought we started that way. This seems to have to see it that way. That's the question that was answered.
Sometimes it's time to die.
I'm just saying, these words.
You wrote it on the back of envelopes.
Played back the tape. We had that discussion. We had it.
I don't think so.
If we play back the tape, we have to go all the way back to the beginning and everything that you said it this year. You can't have to go play.
You'll have to go to benchtorah.com and play.
Molly Polga, Molly Kula, right?
You're right.
So anyway, the Tzais is Mechadish, that even B'chai Aviv, the B'chor has the right to go ahead and do it. But the point I want to make is, But there is this concept in the halacha of siluk, but there is an important machlokes Tosfos and Ran and Ksubas Pei Gimel. Is there siluk by Doraisa? Is there only siluk by Darabanans? Tosfos has this idea. There's only this idea of siluk by Darabanans, and the Ran disagrees.
Now, because you might think that it's easier to be misalik atzmo b'chagei aviv before it devolves, before it hits, before he is noto, before he has a schus, you know, netila. That's the pshat. It's tadarabah.
It's even
b'chagei. You know, even. Of course, afterwards he can't because it's already there, the nachal is there. But even b'chagei aviv, before he got it, the pashat can't be masala gatzmo. You see how you have to read it with string.
Yeah. Oh, what happens if it's a roy? Let's say it's roy. He didn't get it yet. No, it's a roy, so he wants to be masala himself on it. Yeah, if he has it, he has it already.
So that's
what
the
he
point.
Do?
So certainly
do?
After death, he can't be masala gatzmo. But even b'chayi yavav, he can't be masala gatzmo. And nevertheless, the b'chor can b'chayi yavav.
See, a pashat is yarish b'roy. It's only
b'chor. Yeah, the first is already yarish. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's Yerush.
By the way,
he doesn't have it. So Chaim, he can be
the way the Shulchan Aruch says the halacha, that he can sell his chelik b'chola, number one, and that he can be mevater.
He can be mevater
at the time of the chalukah.
Correct.
He, those two are inter, you know, are dependent, or you know, are one and the same actually. Just read it.
It's based on the Gemara, correct?
But it's interesting the way he says it. B'chor she'mochar chelik b'chora kodim chalukah.
Correct.
Memkoro kayim.
Right.
Mipnei she'yesh l'b'chor chelik b'chora.
Lefikach, he says, right? Lefikach.
Lefikach.
He says lefikach, right? Sma points that out. Lefikach, yeah.
Cholak im echo b'miktas nechosim b'im b'karka b'im b'tatli v'not
al-chelek
pashit vita b'chol nechosim v'eno don not al-bashar elok pashit. Since he has the zchus in it,
which is strange, because if like the tzais that it's based on siluk, he wouldn't necessarily need that, correct? The sma says lefikach is meduyak, and only because he has a chelek b'chayra lifnei chalukah. Do you say that renouncing part is considered to be a renunciation on everything only because he has chelek lifnei chalukah, correct?
That's the way it reads.
And the smart points it out to lefikach, correct. But the Ktsoi seems to disagree. So the Ktsoi says even b'chai aviv, correct? And he says it's based on siluk. This idea that even if something does not belong to you yet, if it's coming to you from a third party, you have the ability to say no thank you. So it seems to me, machlokes sma and ktsois, whether one halacha necessarily follows from the other or not. Right? But you're right, the Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon lefikach. The sma points that out.
Yeah, could you repeat this whole thing? I missed it.
Yes, it says like this. In, what is that, Sifches, right?
Yeah.
Right, in Sifches it says like this.
That
are from
Buchayin Ches.
The first halacha is like this. That if a father dies, yesh lebechor kodem chaluka, okay? A bechor has a chelek in his pishnaim even before chaluka. Therefore, if he wishes, he could sell it and make a deal on his chelek bechora before chaluka.
But everybody can. A pashut also, you could do it. You could sell it. Everybody could sell it.
Not before chaluka.
Can't sell before chaluka. You have an interest in it, so why can't you sell it before chaluka?
You know, it's not considered to be yours yet. It's not considered to be yours yet. Bechor has a special zchus in the Pishnayim before Chalukah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Lefikach, therefore, if a Bechor in the first distribution refuses his Chelek Bechora, it's considered to be a Mechila and a renunciation of the next distribution, unless he makes a Mechah. So the Sma points out one halacha follows from the other. It's a lefikach. Only because the Bechor has chelek Bechor lefnei chalukah do you say that his renunciation in the first distribution will work for future distributions. Reishayin ches sifches. So the Sma points out whatever Rami points out. The lefikach means one halacha is noivea from the other.
I can't sell my chelek chalukah in a state before chalukah?
No.
Wait, it's an undivided interest. Why can't I sell an undivided interest?
This is not the common law.
I don't understand that, but this is Jewish law. Jewish law, you could divide, sell an undivided interest.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Where do we get this? It says it. Doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry, I gotta. That doesn't make sense.
So it seems to me, Machlokas Tzais and Sma, whether the ability for the Bechor to give up his Pishnaim is based on this idea of Yesh LeBechor Kodem Chaluko, or like the Tzais says, there's a Siluk. Even if I have no interest in it yet, like the Mishnah in Ksubis, I'm going to get Nichsei Meluk. I'm going to be Yorish, my wife. Since it's a Dover Haba Mimakam Acher, like the Gemara says, you can be Masalik yourself from it, even though I have no interest or no Chalik in it.
The proof is that you could do it before it.
Is that possibly because we would pass it in Breyer, and therefore you don't have really anything to sell before the Chalukah?
There's nothing to do with Brera. You're not selling a specific item.
Because you can't sell a Dover Shana Masuya. That's a problem.
If it's Ain Brera, then you don't have anything yet.
It's a Dover Shana Masuya.
Yeah, there's 10 fields. The field of you end up getting.
But partners. Can't sell an interest in a partnership. It's a Dover Shana Masuya.
Not partners. You get a distribution of assets.
What?
You're asking in the case where there's only money.
It's very strange because the Chelik Bechor is also Dover Shana Masuya. How can you sell that?
It's not making any sense to me. Okay, no.
I'll double check. I will double check.
It sounds odd enough. I think Tzvi is right.
You know what?
If the Bechor can sell a Chelek Bechor, then Avada, they can sell the Chelek Pashut. Fire it, no?
No. No, the whole difference is because the chelik bechor is considered matana.
Yes, so how can he sell it? But so, and yet he can sell it,
right? The poshut and the regular things that they divide are not giving themselves matana; they're giving themselves yerusha.
So what's the difference? Why, if it's given themselves matana, is it better? So he has more of a schus in it, more of a hold on it now.
Like I said,
you give my son a davar shenem mitzrayim. You give my son a davar shenem mitzrayim, depending on who else, depending on what they could.
You want to say
this is the
point that you can sell it when? You're saying
this is paradoxical.
I don't see where it's saying it, any of this. I don't see where we're seeing it over here.
The pastor can sell
after the father dies, he could sell it.
Yeah, before the father dies.
Before he can't sell. No. Yeah, that's the Gemara before. That's the Gemara saying. That's not my second brother. You can't do that.
Anyway, it's a different. Whole different animal. Matana, but the Bechor's Chelek is pure Matana. Since it's like regular subject to what was it of the Momenos.
Anyways, okay, because I don't know. Anyway, it's okay. I don't know.
Let's
see.
Interesting. After death before Chalukah, I think it's totally right or not. Okay.
Is that mine? Sure. I thought I shut off the phone. Okay, I have to. Shut it off.
Yeah, it is more of a source, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's why you can be about it, and that's why you can sell it. But before Chalukah, that's not considered that they have it.
Right.
Okay.
And because you take a step further, that you can, that the Chor brings out Chai Ovid, the Chor brings out the Matana. Matana doesn't take effect, it's not inter vivos transfer, it doesn't have effect at the time the Chor is alive, but it starts. The question is, why can't the poshut be? Why can't he sell after death when the Yerusha takes effect for the Pochaluka? I think it's
telling you. What's the chalos in Chaluka? What does the Chaluka mean? After you have to have a Chaluka, so before the Chaluka happens, it's not complete yet.
That's only
the Ain Brera.
They're
partners. Yesh Brera means that when the Pochaluka kills the death, you had that.
Yeah.
So the third, I think you were totally.
Maybe because they're not partners yet. They're not partners. Is that it? Maybe they're not partners yet.
Who's not partners?
The Achim, before they're Mechalik, are they partners? Are they considered partners? Because there's a lot of different halachos that relate to this.
Yeah.
There's
Machlokas, well,
Kalbon, there's the Kalbon, there's this and that.
Bikurim, yeah.
What is the status of that?
I'm not sure. I have to look it up.
The yoga. The kuchos have to change, right?
Mm-hmm. They're not considered partners until they divide, so that's true.
That's
so that could be the problem.
That's not hope, yeah. Because other
still it's considered to be like, that, like totally, it belongs to the
totally
father.
A prayer, right? Yeah. Right. A prayer, that means that when they divided the mafreya, it shows that from mm-hmm. the time of death, this was his part. This was
correct.
His
so otherwise, they look cool.
But I think we've asked an prayer, and that's why therefore it's the chalukah. Yeah, not because of the chalukah.
Usually, usually, you can't sell because it comes by Bali Adam. But here it's Bali Adam, so a person could have smichas das. So as far as that, you should be able to sell whatever you have.
But it's like mm-hmm. it vaults back into level Adam because.
All right, we'll leave that question open.
So let's see, Ayin B'Seif and Nesivis Mishpat, right? See, there's Machlokes Ksois and Nesivis. Where Ksois says that this halacha, that a Bechor can go ahead and be Meichel, which is Beferish Gemara Kuf Chav Gimel, and Kuf Chav Vav, that a Bechor has the right to refuse his Chelek Bechorah. Ksois extends that to Chaye Aviv. While Nesivis says that if the Bechor makes this declaration B'Chaye Aviv, Nesivis is of the opinion that it has no Chalais.
The shame that says
Nesivas
didn't see
the Menchus
Chinuch and answer back
on
everything that he says.
Vayim b'sefer Nesivas ha-mishpat shekosav af delo mahani mechila la'ha'achim chelek b'chor b'chaya av. This is Nesivas' right difference with the Ksos HaKoshen. Delo kabal Ksos HaKoshen. There's a workaround. What's the workaround? Right? Mikol makom la'ha'av Mahani imochlo. Even though the Bechor himself is unable to affect anything b'chaye aviv, the father has the ability to affect the chelek pishnayim, right? Chelek pishnayim b'chayev. How could he do that? Which is interesting. Because the Gemara that speaks about, remember Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah? Remember Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah's famous halacha? That it says in the Torah, "Bayom hanchilu es banav." That lashon is that there's a hanchala by the father.
So you could change.
The father has the ability to be manchil, but not to be manchil to remove one of the children from being a yarish. But he has the right to make adjustments in the yerusha.
Proportion.
He can make adjustments in the yerusha, right? Mm-hmm. He could say, "I want to give half my assets to one." Let's say he has three sons. He could say, I want half my assets to this son, 25 to this son, 25 to the other. Correct? So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah.
But he can't dispossess one altogether.
Correct. He's not allowed to say lo yirash. The question is, can he do it in an affirmative way? I want this son to get everything. That's the question. It appears the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he can do that. He can say, I want this son to get everything.
The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah.
Correct.
Right?
We only had a suffix. Is the halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah by a bari or only by a shechiv mira? But we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah.
And he can say, I want one son to get everything and this was and cut out a bechor?
He's not allowed to cut out, but he's allowed to give everything to one son.
So correct.
He could give everything to a
bechor. It's all the that he...
So that's what it says. So it says that everything is fungible except for the bechor. The Bechor, his Chelek Parshnim Pishnayim is sacred. And it says that by Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah, that's what we'll see, and this is what he's going to discuss now, in the next two paragraphs. Whether the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah, that you can make adjustments and it's fungible, and in theory you can be marba everything to one person, would that affect the Bechor or not? So those Nesivas want to say, Mikol makom laha'av mahani imochlo. That even though the Nesivas disagrees with the Ketzais, and the Bechor cannot renounce or refuse his Chelek Bechor or B'chaye Aviv. Nevertheless, there's a workaround if the father is amenable. And the father can create this adjustment. La'av mahani imochlo. Kugon ima av marbe le'echad ba'ofen degora mehapshutim demoel k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokah. Correct? But that's not affecting the Bechor, is it? Correct?
No,
is it? Ach machmas shehu Bechor lo mahani. So how is he? So it's very strange because he's saying that even though the Ketzayis says that the Bechor cannot go ahead and what? Give up his chelek b'chayra, b'chaye aviv, The father does have the ability to make adjustments.
And correct? Then the son, and then the Bechor could be Michael in such a case. Bimhu Michael, the Farish.
The Chaya Aviv Havim Mechila.
Havim Mechila.
They were Shai
Aviv
Laharbos Laacher Umasav Kayomim. Ayam Shum Barichos.
So what is he saying there? He's saying that.
Vehu Bisman Reshain Chesiv Kontest. Meaning, the Tzai says that the Bechor on his own can go ahead and renounce his chelik b'chayra. The Siva says it has to be done in conjunction with the father.
Together, the two have to.
Correct. It has to be done in conjunction with the meaning. You have to go ahead and utilize the halach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka together with the mechila of the b'chor.
So he comes to the b'chor and he says, "I really want to give everything equally. I want to cut you out. Do you agree?" And the b'chor says, "Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. I want peace and harmony in the family."
That's what he seems to say.
It works.
That's what he says.
It works.
Meaning that the Nesivus only disagrees with the Ketzais in terms of the methodology, correct? That the methodology of Siluk or just the refusal of the Bechor according to the Nesivus does not work B'chaya Aviv. But if he utilizes the father's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka power...
Is the reason for the Nesivus because it's Matzah goes about Torah? And he doesn't go with this Matana idea.
If you look at the Nesivus, Nesivus just feels that this idea of Siluk, or the idea that you can have an effect on the Nachla while the father's still alive, Nesivus doesn't like it. Nesivus does not bring another reason in Masmakas Shabbos Tov.
I don't know why.
He brings in the issue of what? The issue of that the Siluk idea in the Ketzais is incorrect, B'chai Aviv.
He seems to be implying that it's Masna Masako Tzavat Torah.
If you look in Nesivus, he doesn't mention that.
He's not giving any reason at all.
No, he says that he doesn't like the Siluk idea of the Ketzais. Oh. It's very complicated. It has to do with what I was telling you. The Siluk work on Doraisas, remember?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Vinei Din Zed, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka.
The Siluk doesn't work on Doraisas because it's Masna Masako Tzavat Torah.
Maybe, could be. I'm not sure.
That's it.
I'm not sure. Vihine din zed the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka the Yochel laharbos laechad mehayorshim o afilu sheyirash kol nechosim, correct? The loshim ploni bini yirash. It has to be ploni bini yirash. You can't do it in the affirmative, correct? Ploni bini yirash. Commotion is bar la'el. Oz, was that Ozayim?
Yeah.
Dafka neged hapshutim. Aval im yesh bechor va'amar al echad me'apshutim yirash hakol, like we said, correct? O ribelo ba'ofen she'al yedei zeh nisma'et chelek bechora ein bedvar of klum. De'enu yachol b'shum ofen l'mayet chelek ha'bechora.
So that's even the chelek poshut of the bechor, because the other way he's not getting the bechora.
It's an interesting question.
Second portion.
Interesting question. Can you say that the bechor doesn't get pishnayim because what I took away from him was the first poshut, but I didn't take away the pishnayim? Interesting.
It's mashmash his words. It says that he can't be this mayet chelek bechora.
You really think that makes sense? That he'd be left, that you could actually take away the Pishnayim by saying what I took away from him was his Chelek Parshat? I'm not sure.
No. But it's
now, why aren't you able to do this? Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka not apply to what? Not apply to Bechor? Because Lo Yuchel Levakeh. Because of the Pasuk that says you're not able to go ahead and adjust the Chelek Bechorah. In the case of Lo Yuchel Levakeh, you can't take it from the Snua to the Ahuva. But that's a general rule that the Pishnayim of the Bechor is untouchable.
So the Bechor is both pieces, because if he can take one piece, then he could make it equal. He could equalize it. He says, you get your share, and correct. I'm going to divide everything else.
Kehu b'shas b'v'bas v'kuf l'amid. I write, Amid Beis, b'ram perk v'v'alach ha'gim, b'shukhanach, simen reish pe alaf sif dalit. Right, ubedivrei harav hamachaber, v'hu halacha, what's the mufurish, correct? So mufurish halacha. So it's very interesting. We're now going to get into what is the nature of this lo yuchel levakir. What is lo yuchel levakir? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs at the end writes mitzvah sheshachach haRambam. He went through all 613, and he says the Rambam forgot a bunch of mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs the Ramban says the Rambam forgot was lo yuchal levaker. The Rambam does not list lo yuchal levaker as a lav. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says lo yuchal levaker is a lav. And it's what he calls a mania. And how does the Rambam learn it? The Rambam learns...
doesn't have the power to do it, that's all. Maybe that's what it means.
That's what the Rambam holds.
Yeah,
the Rambam holds lo yuchal levaker just means that it doesn't work. It's a prat.
Doesn't get malchus.
Yeah.
It's a prat in dinei nachlus, but it's not listed as a lot.
He's dead.
Or else you got the Rambam and Abayi, the machlokes of whether if something, you know, you're not permitted.
We're going to get into that a little. Let's see.
Become not the
Amar. The Gemara should list it. Those who, you know, how do you get malchus?
Right. That's exactly.
It's not one of the cases.
No. Why not?
I know. But yeah, Vinei Das Haramban b'Sefer Mitzvos, the Mitzvos Lo Sasei Yud Beis Shehishlim. In other words, those Mitzvos the Ramban list that the Rambam forgot. One of the classical ones is Birchas HaTorah. There's Mitzvos Asei the Rambam forgot, the Mitzvos Lo Sasei. One of the classic ones of Mitzvos Asei is Birchas HaTorah. When the Ramban says the Rambam forgot Birchas HaTorah.
That's an essay.
What?
Birchas HaTorah.
Birchas HaTorah is not listed as a mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Rambam. The Ramban says that the Rambam forgot to list Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah saseh.
Because the Rambam included in Limud HaTorah.
He says don't say that. The Ramban says and don't say that.
The bracha is d'oraisa.
That's a
bracha
of the Rambam.
What am I thinking?
The bracha is d'oraisa. Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sure.
Don't admit to that.
Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa.
Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa.
Maybe.
So what? Birchas HaMazon
and Birchas HaTorah.
The Gemara makes it color fine.
Yeah.
The Gemara has two. There are two Gemaras. One Gemara learns it from Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugod Lelkenu, and the Gemara in Chafalov says there's a Kalvachayma from Birchas HaMazon. There are two Limudim in Chafalov and Alf and Brachas. Nevertheless, that's not really so. What's important here is that the Rambam does not list lo yuchal levaker as a lav. He lists it as a prat in dinei nachlus. Meaning it's just...
If there's a bechor and there's a parshah,
there's a
what?
There's
the two kids.
Correct.
Ben Aslu is really the bechor, and the father tries, the Rambam says it's a lav. The father tries not to make the Ben Ahuva that he should get Bishnayim, they just have to make it equal. You get the same. Are you over the Yuchal Levaker?
Yes.
It's a funny question. The Yuchal Levaker means like you're trying to switch who's the Bechor. That you're trying to give him the status of a Bechor. You're not the same. You're both equal. You both shoot them. That's also a lot.
Yes, he says Beferish. If you read through the...
Yeah,
it's interesting. In other words, if there's $90,000, right? In other words, he's not trying to create a new 60-30, he just wants to go 45-45. Correct. Interesting, yeah. After lo ahani masav, he agrees that it doesn't work because that's a fairish gemara and it's a fairish sifri. The sifri says like this: Ma tamud lomer lo yuchal levaker. So sifri, what's the point of saying lo yuchal levaker? So it says because it's written mipnei shekasav b'yaman chilu as banav, the pasuk Rabbi Yochai bebroke the loy made. You might think that the father has the ability to be manchil. Talmud Lomar lo yuchal levaker. That when it comes to the Bechor, you are unable to utilize the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So the Rambam, I guess, based on the Sifri and the Gemara and Kuf Lamed, learns that lo yuchal levaker is just telling you that midine nachlus, that the halach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is not applicable to a Bechor. The Ramban learns in his lashon that it's not just teaching you that that doesn't work, but it's teaching you that if you attempt it, you are over a lav d'oraisa.
So, question about what does it say? Lo yuchal levaker. It should say lo yivaker.
Adarabah, he's medayik from the extra word of lo yuchal, that it's a lav. Right?
Now, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakha, what do you need to tell lo yuchal? Part of the dinim from Nachlis, you're not allowed to change.
I hear. Interesting. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question.
No, how would you know that?
What?
How would that's what the Torah says? But not
without,
you know, the
Torah's telling you that you can't. Yeah, just listen. Yeah. He gets fish nine, that's all. Mm-hmm. Gets fish nine. If he gets fish nine, you can't change anything.
Matter of fact, it's very interesting. You know what the Ramban says?
Fish nine is just controlling on the brothers themselves. But the father can change it. Fishnayim is that the father says nothing, then he gets his child. But I wouldn't know that the father can't stipulate.
The Ramban says a very interesting thing. The Ramban says, I'll prove to you that this is an actual lav because the Gemara uses the lashon masna mashikasa b'tayra. And if it wasn't a real lav, there wouldn't be masna mashikasa b'tayra. So do you agree with that idea?
Not necessarily.
The Ramban says, and I'll prove to you it's mamash a lav. It's not just like the Rambam says, that's a dinah dinah nachlus. Because if it wasn't a real lav, the Gemara would not use the Lashon Masna Mashikasa B'Tayra. By the very fact that it
all
uses...
All nachlus don't say, it doesn't have a lav by any nachlus.
So,
by nachlus, it tells you how to make the do, and it's called Masna Mashikasa B'Tayra.
So it's very interesting. The Ramban is of the opinion, very interesting, that something is not Masna Mashikasa B'Tayra unless there's a beferish lav.
So what does he do about regular nachlus?
It's a good point. I don't know. But I was thinking about it. So where's Masna Mashikasa B'Tayra used? It's used by Harei'ah Mekodesh Asli, Amna Shein Lechalai Sher Ksuz Vaina. Is that a lav? Is that written as a lav? Meaning, does the Ram count that? It's Lo Yigra. Yeah, okay. Let's go to the next one. Oh, no. So that's Beferish in the Torah, right?
It's the same pasuk.
Lo Sonu. It's not the same pasuk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where's your mind? Where's your mind? All right.
Okay, what's another case? Interesting. The Gemara...
Got you back.
The Gemara wants to apply this to Shomrim. There's a Mishnah in Bav Metzia that says, Hamasna Shomrim Leoska Shoel. The Gemara says, Lema Masnisen, the Lokarib Meir. Because Masna Shomer Chinim Leoske Shoel. That if a Shomer Chinim wants to go ahead and take more Chiyuvim on himself, it would not be a Tanai Mekuyim, because Masna Mashikasa B'Torah. Because the Torah says that a
Shomer.
Okay, fine. Very good, excellent, very good. So the question is, what about Shomer? Well, the Gemara wants to apply Masna Mashikasa B'Torah by Shomer. And say that if a Masna Shomer Chinim Leoske Shoel, the Gemara says that should be Tolly and Machlaikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, by Masna Mashikasa B'Torah. Is there any lav in the Torah, Legabe Shomrim, that a Shomer Chinam can't be Chayiv on Geneva Veda? There's no lav, correct? So it's interesting that the Ramban feels that the fact that the Gemara uses the Lashon of Masna Mashikasa B'Torah is a raya for him that it's a full-fledged lav. I'm not so sure about that raya. And what Tzvi says is very interesting. The Gemara uses that lashon in the Mishnah Kuf Chav Vav and Beis, where it says Lo Yirash Bini. This son should not be Yirash. He can't do that. Masna Mashikasa B'Torah. What's the lav there?
It's not lav, but Dinei Shomer Chiyuv, the Dinei Shmir, and the different levels of Chiyuv are mitzvahs asay.
Again, I say. But he says, I'll prove to you, lo yuchal levakas a lo saseh, because otherwise the Gemara would not use the term Masna Mashikasa B'Torah.
What he means is that it's a lo saseh as opposed to not a mitzvah at all, meaning just a
directive.
A directive, yes.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Chiyuvei achrayas shmirah are mitzvah saseh.
Okay.
I think so.
Maybe. Da'amavir nachla
mibuch nun zayin.
The Hamavir Nachla.
What's the simon? You got a simon for that?
Natira Zoila. The very little. Shmira.
Very good. The Hamavir Nachla.
The Ramban doesn't limit it to
one. Mendel is a sign of success, so I haven't reviewed it in a while.
Anyway. Isn't Ramban limiting it to when it's a law? Even if it's not a say. As long as it means a Torah,
could be. It has to be a mitzvah. Right. Maybe, yeah, it could be.
So still, why does it need like Yuchal Abakar? Why not just because the Torah says that the Yatzal Yuchal Abishnayim? Could be because over there, the
so he says something in the Ramban. So the Ramban says not only did the Rambam leave out a lo sase of lo yuchal vakir, but he's also over an ase, lo se slo. There's an ase and a lo sase in that pasuk.
That's true.
The Ramban says that if a man attempts to be mavir the chelik b'chayra to anyone else, he's over a lo sase and an ase.
So then it's lav dafka. I don't know if the Ramban means that if there wouldn't have been a lav, I mean, there would have been a tzibui.
We had this conversation already a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, that's what he said. It means that it's a mitzvah in the Torah, that's all. Right. He doesn't mean lo sase. It means it's a mitzvah. Right. It could be an ase or a lo sase.
So the Ramban actually says that there's an ase and a lo sase. That he's over the lo sase of Yuchal Vakar and he's over the ase of lo sase lo pishnayim. Then he does on Ramban, but say for a mitzvah lo sase, it be shehishlim, the hamavir nachla mi b'chor. After lo ahani masav, the al korcho yirash, pishnayim, correct me, koma come over ha'av, below sase, the lo yucho. Vegam kain, right? Vegam kain?
Yeah,
like I said, vegam kain ba'ase. Ki es ha'bechor, I thought it was lo se slo, but he's saying, I guess part of the pasuk. Haklal over belav, va'ase afopi de lo ahani masav. Vegam mitzvahs ase ala av, im ein ha'bechor, yodua, lahodia, shehu ha'bechor. He says like this, he has a bunch of sons, and no one knows who the Bechor is. So if he does not identify the Bechor, he's over the Aseh. And if he hides the Bechor's identity, he's over the Los Aseh.
So not only does... Is that Yakir?
No, it's not Yakir. It's the Lo Yuchal and Lo Seslo. He doesn't say it's Yakir.
It's Yakir.
It is Yakir.
It's Yakir Lo Seslo.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't think Yakir is used that the father is Neman to say who's the Bechor.
No, but Yakir also means that he's obligated.
I'm not sure if that's mm-hmm. the... Yeah, well, he's saying part of Lo Yuchal of Vakir is to identify the Bechor. Mm-hmm.
Right, either way.
Deino Yochal B'Shum Ofen L'Ma'ed Chelek HaBechor. Any ruse that he uses to take away the Bechor, he's over this love.
Yeah, well, he has to identify by reverse, because if he doesn't identify and he just lets it go like
exactly that's what he's saying.
So it's not an affirmative thing. This is that, you know, it's just he'll end up being a lo-yuchal,
but he's over both. He's
so
over
he has to be
he's over both. He's over lo yuchal levak.
We're looking for
nasei. Kain hu b'shas for basur kuf lamed amud beis uberambam perek dalid halacha beis ubeshulchanam simin reish pe aleph sif dalid.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.